We have in the gospel today the multiplication of the loaves. Jesus multiplied 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes and gave them to 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So how many people were there? 5,000 men, maybe women of the same number, 10,000 children, maybe 15,000, 20,000 people, fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, something completely impossible, but with the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ, he fed them all. And this was a public miracle that everyone saw, and so it can't be denied. And it wasn't denied in the early church. This is the truth of our faith, that Jesus multiplied this many loaves, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and fed 15, 20,000 people with that. Totally amazing. You know, you can take a piece of gold and you can stretch it and press it and make gold leaf out of it, and you can stretch it a long, long way, but I don't think you can stretch 5 loaves and 2 fishes as far as gold leaf. Yet our Lord did that for 15, 20,000 people by his own power, showing his power, but also teaching many different lessons. Of course, a principal one perhaps is the image of the body of Christ that is multiplied throughout the world to the end of the world, feeding billions and billions and trillions, really, till the end of the world, trillions and trillions of people of his body and blood. Certainly an image of that, stretching his body and blood that far. He can do an infinite, stretch his body and blood in infinite ways, so to speak, like that. And it's I think, something to reflect on in our daily life of how important it is to believe that God can do anything, that God can help us in all the many different areas of our life, that we think there are limitations too. We think we are limited in our food. We think we're limited in our money, in our energies, in our strength, in our energy, you know, the fatigue that we feel. We don't think we can do anything more. We're too tired. And yet God can stretch our energies. He can stretch time. You know, we have more time than we think. You know, we can stop the sun and be able to do whatever we need to do if we need to. We can ask God for that. You know, God can stretch anything, and this is really important in our faith, that God is not limited by the material things of our life, and that's where all our anxieties come from. We think we're limited in our resources and our money and the things that we have and things we can do and our abilities. God can stretch and do anything with you and me. And we just need to have faith and trust in God and ask for that grace to be able to do these things. And God will give it to us, especially if he wants us to, if we have an obedience to do it, or if it's a duty, you know, if we need it for our family or we need it for ourselves, it's something absolutely necessary. We pray for that and we trust, and we don't worry too much. We don't worry too much, and this really stretches our faith and makes us really rely on God and makes our faith supernatural and helps us in every area, every aspect of our life and the way we deal with our brothers and sisters, because, you know, we place limitations on them too. We don't think that they can do this and that, but that things can happen. But we need to have that faith and trust in God and ask for help from him, and then we receive, and then, you know, things get done, and we don't have to worry, we don't have to push other people, we don't have to, you know, get impatient because I don't have enough time, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, we need to trust. You know, we had a day with Mary yesterday, and down somewhere near Hartford, and there were only 5 people that came, and we went a long way. We spent the whole day from like 9 o'clock till almost 8 o'clock in the evening, and there were 5 people that came to the regular part of the day, and you could see that as a real limitation. What we spent all this time and all this work, all these prayers for 5 people, and with that mentality of limitation, we get all upset, we get worried, you know, what a waste, you know, let's get upset, let's fight each other, let's blame the parish priest, let's blame the people, you know, and we can get all, you know, without faith that God can take our time and effort and work and prayers and spread it in ways we don't even see. And the truth is, at the end of the day, we receive so many donations. We receive so many donations that it was more than we've ever received in any other venue we've gone to. And yet, prior to that, we were all worried, and you know, not all of us, of course. Some of us, you know, were tempted to think, you know, it's such a small thing. But this is typical of how we should think in all the things that we do. And we don't get worried. We know that God is going to stretch whatever we do if we have that faith and trust in Him, and we have charity towards our neighbor. We don't get worried and upset and mistreat others, but we trust that God is going to bring good out of whatever happened or out of the situation. But we just stay calm and be patient and practice charity and wait for God to do whatever He wants to do with us. We just leave it in His hands. And I think this is so important, such an important message with the multiplication of the loaves, that God can and will multiply everything in our life. And He does it deliberately. He leaves us with limited resources so that we'll have faith in Him, so that we'll ask for Him to stretch it and increase it and multiply it and help us. And we need to reflect on that and pray and stretch our faith, strengthen our faith, and use it. And it's a daily basis. On a daily basis, we're full of limitations to what we can do and our abilities and what we have and money and resources. We're always limited, and yet we're not. We're not limited with God, because God is always with us, and He's just a prayer away, just a petition away. And He can even make saints out of us. You know, we're so limited in virtue, so limited in devotion and good intentions, and yet He can multiply it. He can make me a saint, and you. He can make me really virtuous and really charitable and do such great things if we just trust in Him, not in me, in you, not in what your abilities are, not whatever level of holiness you're at. Forget about it. Just trust in God. Let Him do it. Let Him stretch and make you do great, great things and great works of charity, great works of kindness. And we just make our simple childlike prayer: help this person, God. Please help this people. Help my family. Help them. I know my prayers are miserable, yet I bring them to You in Your great mercy. All I have to do is have faith and trust in You. And you will do it. We need to have that kind of faith and trust that we can do anything with God, no matter, you know, how holy we are. As long as we are humble and contrite and trust in God, God can do anything. And we need to reflect on that and understand it and live it and put it into our prayer life. And I think just the second message of the multiplication of the loaves, that Jesus fed the people with these loaves for a moment, but He feeds us every day in the Eucharist. It's food. Jesus Himself is food for us to nourish our spiritual life, and it's the daily bread. We're so fortunate we can come to Mass every day and receive this daily bread, which is food for our spiritual life. It strengthens us, and it nourishes us and gives us all the vitamins. You know, it's not like this artificial food that we eat, this junk food, and that's got a tiny bit of nutrients, or, you know, other food, meat and vegetables that are cooked. They have, you know, partially good things and partially cooked out vitamins and minerals. But Jesus is nothing but nutrients for our soul, to strengthen us in our spiritual life, to make us grow in virtue and charity and kindness and prayer and willingness to suffer and sacrifice and be generous and give all this in the food of Jesus Christ and the food of the Eucharist. And it's our daily bread, and we come to the altar for this food on our tongue, in our mouth, in our body, to strengthen our spiritual life. And if we don't eat it and we don't come, then we start to be famished of virtue and holiness and spiritual strength. And so that we want to come up to the altar and come to Mass for this food that nourishes us and makes us holy, makes us good, makes us charitable and good and kind to our neighbor, gives us the strength to practice all the virtues and commandments that God asks us to live and practice and be obedient to, this spiritual food that we need. So in this multiplication of the loaves, it should remind us of that and how we should hunger for this food and be thirsty for this blood of Christ, hunger and thirst for it, and he will satisfy us with overflowing measure and help us to do great things for God's glory and for so much good for the world, which needs it so much today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.